Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and we're in May. This is May 4th, 2016, so we'll clear the date. So if you're listening live to the program, or we're live, but you may not be live, but you may be listening to us on an archive. So here we go, clearing the date for May 4th, 2016. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, do that over again. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do another thing to clear away aliens. If you have any living inside of you, around you, maybe they're listening to you in your room. Maybe they're going to be coming to listen to you. So we release aliens right now. And we'll do some emotional stuff for people. So here we go, releasing aliens. Count to 100. We'll see how bad it is now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, if your body shakes or shivers or you yawn a lot, there's probably stuff inside of you. So we're getting it out, hopefully. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we have that similar clearing on the website. You could request it if you like from the ladies on the chat room there. And that could go to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and they can send you over, I believe, a link that'll be the counting that you could probably put on your iPhone or something. And turn that on wherever you are, and you can watch the aliens leave, watch people change. Let's release entities from you or physical stuff. Remember, if you have anything going on in your body, we'll help to release that. So here we go. Think of one specific incident that you're dealing with. Could be a pain, could be a situation that happened maybe today or maybe over the weekend. So let's release that. One. Two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Hopefully that's good. Now let's energize your light beams on your computer monitor or TV screens, wherever you have them up. The more the better. Just to bring peace energy into your room. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. All right. So we'll turn it over to Michelle. Are you out there, Michelle, in BBS Radio Land?
I am. I'm here. And welcome, everybody, to Wednesday night. It's our first live show since the long weekend. We were all in the San Mateo Conference. It was really a lot of fun. I would say probably the funnest year ever and the funnest show. So it was really great. There were so many people that were constantly in the light booth and so many people getting the free sample healing all weekend long. It was just really wonderful. And we have a lot of people writing in saying that Ron's talk on Sunday was just fantastic. He covered so many subjects, talked very detailed and quick about many things, but covered a lot of stuff for a lot of new people, and I think got a lot of people very interested. And this weekend we have coming up a call, a very special call that Ron's going to do. It's not something he normally does, so if anybody is at all interested, I would totally follow that instinct. It is called Malfunctioning Android Hardware, and what he's going to do is take care of some things that he's been seeing happening in human bodies, and that is going to be May 7th, and I believe it starts at 10 a.m., and I think that's Pacific time. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. Yes,
Okay, so 10 a.m. Pacific. All right. So, Brown, I just wanted to read real quick. Somebody wrote in already that they had been at the expo. It says, "This was the best talk so far. Thanks, Ron. Halcyon sounded very encouraging and made me want to get more clearings from you." So that's some people that were working the booth, and we talked a lot to different people, answered a lot of questions. I think threw out a lot of stuff that interested people more and more, and sat some people down and actually walked them through exactly where they're going to go on the website, on the front page, when they want to start, and how to start, which for most people is by buying the emotional whole life clearing. So I don't know if you want to explain that real quick, Ron. We have had some questions on how to exactly do that.
Yeah, that's the first clearing that you start off with, because everything that you're dealing with here typically is emotional. There are different subcategories, naturally, of emotions, but the emotion one is the big one. And it takes 20 minutes typically to do to a half an hour, and your whole lifetime is probably 90-95% cleared of stuff that happens to you one time through, and you're done. And then you'll notice that you're going to be more in the present moment, and your stuff around you or people's stuff should not necessarily bother you. And then if you find people being too negative all the time, which is what you possibly were, you know, previously before you had the clearing, then you're not going to really want to hang out with them. Or you could be very nice and tell them to do this clearing because it helps you out so much. Otherwise, you're not going to want to be with them, only because they're going to be bringing up stuff stored deeply in your DNA, and you don't need to have that done. So once you get the emotional whole lifetime clearing, you know, you're going to be feeling wonderful. So that's the way the clearing works. It's all done online. Pay for it on PayPal. Just type in whole lifetime emotional clearing under the search box, or emotional. It'll come up that way. It's $5 times your age. And then you go to the page, you click in your age and your name, and click that on, and you go to PayPal, and you can either use a credit card or use a PayPal account. It's as a lower on the page, I believe, is if you just have a credit card you want to use. If you don't have PayPal, it'll do that also. And then you're going to be sent the code. So when you do go online to pay for it, you're going to see a Volvo orange box that will see, I think it says like complete purchase, something like that. So if you don't click that, you know, you're not going to get the code. So you need to click that every time you do a clearing. So once that's done, you should get a PayPal receipt. And along with the PayPal receipt, you will be sent the code. It'll be two separate emails. And you may want to look in your spam folder if you don't get one of the other ones of those. And then get on and use the user's name password. Go to the key on the left-hand side, that oval key. And that's the login. Click on that and then enter your two different codes there. Some people just like to copy and paste them. It's much easier. If you make a mistake typing, then you need to go in and do the reset, because sometimes your computer will remember a mistake that you made, and you won't be able to get into the program. That's all computer related to your computer. So the reset is there to eliminate what was there previously. So just do that and copy and paste them over again, and you're ready to go. Then you go to the login page, or the healing page, actually, the login. Put your name and the amount of years that you are, and that's all that you need. Then start the clearing, and you're going to hear it going, six chakra cleared. Well, I don't know if the audio's on, and I'm still checking on that. So, but you will see the countdown working in text. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. That was a great explanation and a very good point. I think sometimes if one of the letters or something was written in wrong, then the person tries to get it and it won't go in. So, yeah, hitting the reset, copy and pasting is always a good idea, because there's a lot of little letters and something might be missed or something might be added. So, yeah, the emotional whole life clearing is a great one to start with. It's like it just has to just do it, and then once you've done it, you will prove to yourself that this works, it is valid, it is real. You can let go of all this stuff. It's like 20 years of therapy in 30 minutes. This is really great. So,
yeah.
Okay.
And then after you do the emotional one, it takes 2 hours per, Sune, I'm thinking about the death barcode. If you do the emotional clearing, definitely do the stress. That's included there. So go back into the stress and do that one for yourself.
Oh, you mean for the death barcode clearing?
What's that again?
You mean for the death barcode clearing if they do that one?
Yeah. Do the stress after. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm getting sideways here. If you're older and you know that you had near-death experiences, and that could just be, remember, it's near-death, means that you could have walked in front of a car or somebody pulled you back or something. Somehow they named that that verbiage wrong. When somebody dies, it's a death experience, and if they get revived, then they're born again. And so a near-death experience, whoever coined that phrase is, I don't know why they did that, because it doesn't make any sense. So one of those legalese things, you know, but anyway. If you are older, maybe over 30, then you probably want to do the alien death barcode clearing and then do the stress part of that afterwards. So there's two clearings there. Now, if you feel okay, then the next clearing after the emotional one should be your mental body clearing. And then the third clearing should be fear. And then after that, everybody has been under psychic attack, or people have thought good or bad things about you. And even if people think good thoughts, that's a psychic attack. So you probably want to do the curses, hexes, spell clearing. And then from there, see where you stand, because that everybody is under a lot of stuff. If you use the word feeling a lot, I feel bad, I feel this is happening to me, then you definitely need the feeling clearing. So it's just energetic bodies that are contaminated, that you actually contaminated by, getting them all dirty, we'll say, by the age of 10. So you want to clean those out. So the whole thing is to get your energetic bodies cleared so you can be in peace. Okay, so back to you, Michelle.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We had a request. I believe there is a Holocaust Remembrance Day, and someone's asking if we could do some sort of a healing for that or a quick timeline crash for that.
I'll just do a clearing for what you're thinking about on that. Remember, the Holocaust, as you're thinking about that, could also bring in entities. An entity whole lifetime clearing is needed very badly also. So if you're thinking about the Holocaust, what do you bring into yourself when you think about it? I would think that most people are going to relate to seeing the World War II movies of the concentration camps and maybe the people that are emaciated and or all the bodies stacked up. That's what you normally would see. So those bodies have emotional bodies attached to them, and they can come right through your TV screen and come on to you. So those are entities. So what we're going to do first here is an entity clearing for the Holocaust. And if you have relatives who were there living physically, and maybe they didn't get killed in the concentration camps, but they died anyway, or maybe they did, those entities can be with you. So I'll just talk about that. So let's just say that, Uncle Harry was over there and he got out. And naturally, being Uncle Harry, we'll say, for Aunt Jane, they were probably, say 10 years of age or something, seeing all this stuff. So they got out of there, and now they were living a regular life, and they're no longer living because of the age, and the people, maybe not being here any longer. So what happened to them? Well, their emotional bodies left their bodies, and that emotional body has a remembrance of what they went through for maybe a year or two in the concentration camp. So I want everybody to listen closely here, because you could have that energy with you, and each time you see or hear about the Holocaust, you start to cry, and you feel very, very upset about it, and maybe even angry. Okay, well, that's that entity from your relatives coming into your body, and they're viewing or knowing about what happened during, you know, that time. So you can have those entities inside of you from the Holocaust. You wonder why it's even bothering you, because you weren't there, but yet you have all this energy on it. So they can be with you. Those are entities. That's why you want to do the whole lifetime entity clearing. So here we go. I'm going to clear away entities from everybody who may have had relatives over in Europe having that problem. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do the same thing for the Japanese had it pretty bad also. People who lived here in the States, and maybe, you know, your relatives lived here and they had everything taken from them, and they're no longer living, and so you're having a problem because of that too, with those entities coming into you. And when you see you know, stories about how the Japanese were put in whatever they call it, internment camps or whatever, would be like concentration camps here, I guess, maybe not as bad, but still you have energy on it and you feel awful when you maybe see or hear about it. There's probably far less you know, news footage on that than there was about the other, but it's still with you. So if you are of Japanese descent, here we go. So releasing that energy from you, entities from your ancestors. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, you should have some relief there. And if you do have issues on the Holocaust or whatever, then you may want to go on and do a lot of timeline crashes on it. Maybe do 1,000 timeline crashes. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for doing the Japanese internment camp one. That is often forgotten, and I know it is specific to our country. So very, very interesting, Ron. And I think there's a movie about it. I think it's called Snow Falling on Cedars. It's kind of an interesting movie. I saw it a long time ago, but I believe that's what that movie is about. So one of our listeners has written in saying, for one of the very first clearings that a person may want to do would also be the entity clearing, because it is something that they would probably do very frequently. And do you want to explain entities, Rod? I don't think we've talked about it too much. Maybe some of the new people are curious.
Yeah, entities are ghosts, which are emotional bodies of people that are no longer living. So if your emotional body isn't taken care of when you are no longer living physically here, then your emotional body will look for somebody else, probably in your genetic line, or maybe it might attach to your spouse or something, you know, if you're no longer here, so they can kind of haunt you or go through the, you know, family lines of different people. And, you know, kind of torment them in a way, bring in their addictions, their traits, mannerisms into another person. So, like I've mentioned before quite a few times on different shows, but, you know, you go to a funeral and then all of a sudden you see one of your relatives, cousins or whatever, and you go, wow, you know, Sue here is acting much like, you know, so-and-so, you know, Harriet will say, who died, you know, 6 months ago. Similar traits, similar hobbies now. That's because that lady, that entity, that ghost energy, that emotional body hopped into that person, and they're now having those traits of that person because they knew them, and they want to stay with family. And that's sort of what happened. So you can kind of be possessed by a deceased family member. That's why we have the deceased loved ones clearing, so you can go in and release their spirit to the light. That needs to be done within probably 2 to 3 weeks after the person is no longer here. And the entity clearing can work anytime. It's best to do that, you know, soon anyway. But, you know, if you're listening and you say, yeah, you know, my mother died 20 years ago, maybe I should release her emotional body because I keep thinking of her, or I have certain things that I want to hang on to that I really don't want to keep, but my mother gave it to me, and, you know, I really don't need this, you know, this doll that I had when she gave me when I was 10 years of age or something, or whatever it is. I want to get rid of it, and then your mother comes into your body and talks to you and says, no, you can't get rid of that. You know, I gave that to you when you were 10. And you really don't want it, but you feel guilty now. So you want to get rid of that emotional body of your mother or father because it's haunting you. There's no need to carry on that past energy. So, and all the pain that goes with it. So back to you.
Okay, great. Subject change real quick, Ron. Somebody wants to know, can they do the May 7th conference call as an absentee?
Yeah, they could, yes. So if you do want to do that call, you know, it's $30. Just go on to PayPal, do a donation. And then in the subject box, just write down the date. That'd be the easiest. May 7th, you know, call. It's, you know, malfunctioning Android hardware, so it's stuff that you can't see that's attached to you. But if you put May 7th, Saturday call, then I can send you over the user's name and password. I'll probably do that on Thursday or Friday. I'll probably wait till Friday. So don't panic if you don't have it. I will check my emails, you know, early on Saturday in case one should pop in. Yeah, it could be done absentee.
Okay.
So you'd be sent the phone number and the PIN number to call in on. And the call, I'm guessing, will last till 12:30. We did run over on one of the calls. I won't know how this one's going to be till we actually get into it. It's going to be probably one of the more unusual calls. You know, we did the pin removal and the shackles. So the pins and shackles are kind of out of the box a ways. And this one here is way out of the box. So I'm sure you could tell all your neighbors about it when you get done. They may think you're crazy. but it's going to be quite something to experience. And I have seen physical people living who have had these parts on them. That's why I'm doing the call. So if you're interested, we're having it this coming Saturday. So
okay.
Back to you.
And, yeah, even if you think that maybe, like, you don't quite need this, do you think it would be beneficial?
I think everybody has this hardware put on them. It's probably put on by aliens through the abduction process to help control you. Remember, you have to have some kind of program to move your head around, look at that clock to see your favorite number of 10-10 or 11-11 or whatever it is. So they're probably using this hardware to activate you. But you do have to move your head, look at that digital clock, even if it's behind you, you know. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. So back to you.
Okay, and that call is $30, and we can pay for that by doing a PayPal donation. Is that right? I think so. That's how the other ones were done. So it's just a $30 PayPal donation, and you can go right on Ron's website, and I believe it's on the lower right-hand side. It says make a donation, and you just add in $30, and then Ron will send you on Saturday morning the phone number to call in. Okay, so now, Ron, I think a while ago when we were having volunteers for the time-traveling soldiers, which was like the second incarnation of this occurring, you told people that if they had not consciously volunteered, that meant they were not doing it. But somebody has said that lately they've been feeling a little bit tired, and they're wondering what that may have to do with. Is that like maybe the new regime is just different for their body?
It could be that. It's possible that they volunteered on their own. I had everybody offline. So I'm sure there are people out there who wanted to stay enlisted. But basically, that would be your choice, but I took everybody offline. So maybe you wanted to go on yourself. I might be doing enlistments next week on my weekly conference call. That's what I think I'll be doing. So if you are wanting to help out the defense fleet, what it is there's no aliens out there protecting the Earth. It's just going to be the time-traveling soldiers holding the space to keep the aliens from coming in here. I'm sure there'll be other people talking about how the Galactics are doing all this stuff, but that will not be the case. But I don't trust any aliens out there. Even the ones that are helping us, I'm still, I have some reservations a little bit, but so far they seem to be pretty okay what they're planning to do here. And they're not living here, to my knowledge, so they're just overseers. So if you would like to help defend the Earth from alien invasions, I'll be enlisting people next week. That will be on the four calls that I have next week, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we could talk about that maybe. Maybe we'll talk about that maybe on the Saturday call or something. So back to you.
Okay, great. Ron, we have one of the listeners says they have been having some little insect visitors come into their room, and then they bring them outside, which is very nice because that's good to keep the bug population down, and I'm sure the birds appreciate it as well. And then they had another insect visitor come in, and they took that one outside. But they're curious as to whether or not it is simply an insect or if it is something else.
Well, the dark side does use things to come in to check you out. I've heard of flies coming around. Sometimes people have flies all of a sudden coming into their house, not knowing why. So that's an interesting thing. So you might just keep your eyes out for visitors like, you know, insects and things, as they could be coming in to spy on you. That's what I would say. So back to you.
Okay. That's kind of what they were curious about. So, all right. One of our listeners has just done the clearing for their brother, which passed away, and they were wondering if you could verify if they are in quarantine. I believe they did the deceased loved one's spirit clearing.
Yeah. I don't need to verify it because once they do the clearing, it's done.
Okay.
So it's done. And they would be in quarantine, yes.
Okay,
the website
wonderful.
Always works. Works 100% of the time, so.
Okay, so good to know. Yeah, because that means we could do it, you know, anytime, day or night, when we find out that somebody close to us has passed on. Very good. And it's always good to do the spirit clearing for the deceased loved one as soon as possible so that they don't get sent back. Okay. I think, Ron, you've said sometimes before 6 weeks, or what would you say is the time for that?
As soon as possible. I don't think I would wait typically over 3 weeks.
Okay.
You know, it's possible it could be longer, but why would you want to take a chance if you know about the clearing? You know, I would do it if you hear about them leaving, personally, you know. So.
Yeah, it's such a wonderful gift that you can give someone.
What are you waiting for? You know, the clearing, you know, don't think, well, I think they're going to be gone in a week. I'll just wait a week, you know. I'll let them see if they, it's like Russian roulette, you know, with a loaded gun, you know, not knowing that, thinking that you have some time there. Get done as soon as you can, you know.
Yes, so, thank you. The alternative is no fun for that spirit. That's for sure.
May not ever come back here again. Just think if ascension happens tomorrow. If it does, that spirit will never come back to light if they took it. Because the earth is no longer to be here.
Yeah, that would not be good. Okay, so someone was wondering the official date when the aliens were driven out. They're asking if it was Wednesday or Friday. I actually think that it happened on Thursday night. Wasn't that, Ron?
It happened Thursday night, yeah. It happened, it's like around 1:45 in the morning, which would be on Friday morning. So midnight would have been Friday. So.
Friday morning.
So it happened then. And then people that I talked with the next day, which was Friday, a lot of people felt a little strange or sluggish when they woke up during, you know, naturally they're probably asleep unless you're in another country or something. But my time was, I think it was about 1:45 Friday morning a.m., so just after midnight. So naturally when you wake up on Friday, a lot of people felt that the timelines that they were on were not connected at all, and they felt kind of strange because the aliens that were in charge of you, okay, creating a timeline that you would be living on, were no longer here. So the ones that have left, very possibly they, maybe they have some clones here, or they're just bringing in old footage of them or something. So film footage from the past in their databases. Remember, the book got taken away was the human-looking aliens that were inside of a body posing as a human. And those were all hunted down only because they were leaving. So a lot of them, that happened to. I can't give you a number. How many people left, but it was quite a bit, and they got rid of all the genetics, to my knowledge. Well, I won't say all of them, but they went back, you know. So if you had a husband, a wife, and they had a child, the child was gone. The genetic lines were also going back to ancestors and everything else, so they don't want to have that genetic line here that was corrupted. So that could be a lot of people.
Absolutely. Uh-oh. Well, it's good news for us.
Yep.
Okay, we have a really good question from a listener. I think so many people want to know the answer to this one. It says, if you close down your third eye and head chakra, how do you tune into your internal spirit knowing to know where to go or what you need to do in your life? And how do you receive guidance from your spirit?
By turning off that energy, I would say probably not. Your spirit is in non-judgment, okay? So you all know when you do the mind-to-heart drop, you have no communication. Your spirit can possibly guide your body to different things because it is aware, but it may not talk to you. So remember, when you do the mind of heart drop, can you think? No. So how is your spirit going to talk to you if you are not using your mental thoughts inside of your head? Because it doesn't connect that way. But it will, you know, give you information if it possibly can. That's why it's best to do the mind of heart drop and to stay in the present moment and, you know, to get the information, but it may not be communication verbally to you. So your third eye really won't make any difference that way. Third eye is going to probably give you the darkness energies. It could help people, you know, in a sense. Darkness always can help, but there's a trade-off for it. But remember, the chakra system was brought to you by the aliens. So all of your meridians of the body and that was put in place for the aliens to control you. Otherwise, if you didn't have the chakra system, then you're going to have light energy in your body. And now what you have is all these meridians that are like the multidimensional highways throughout your body for the darkness to come into and corrupt you. When I release from people the heart knots that they have in their heart, that's, you know, I'm working on an energy channel that the darkness put in there to give you the heart knots. So if you look at it that way, so all the teachings of the chakra systems and the colors is strictly dark side stuff. The aliens brought that to you to control you. So back to you.
Okay. Ron, is there a sample healing that we could do about maybe heart knots?
Yeah. So here we go. Typically, most women have this here. I'm sure men would have it too, but mainly women are more emotional, so they relate more to this here. So here we go. Let's take out... I'll take out two of them. So here's the first one being released. And we'll go back maybe for your first relationship that you had here. Here we go. And taking away this energy. And it could even be something, the relationship may not be, a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, when you're at the dating age or whatever. It could be a relationship of being betrayed by maybe somebody in the third grade or something, you know, and that did that to you. Or maybe one of your best friends moved and then they said awful things to you because they didn't know how to communicate with you properly after leaving you, so they said some awful things so that you would forget about them or something. So here we go, taking this away from you. Okay, coming out. There, that's released. And now I'll do another one. And this could be emotional, as it is tied into emotions greatly here. If you have the unlimited emotional clearing, you may want to go in there after the program here and clear that energy out of you here. That's why we have the unlimited emotional to go back in time. For whatever has happened to you, or to go into the future after the clearing is completed, your whole lifetime one. So here we go. Here's the second one here. And this could also be either relationship or school related here. Here we go. Oh, there we go. That one's out. Okay. So back to you.
All right. Rock on. Thank you. Okay. So somebody says, I loved my light chamber experience. I feel so peaceful. So, yeah, that was great. I think there were 8 seats in the light chamber, and we not only had it going just one after the other, but most of the time they were all filled, all the seats. People were like, yeah, I'll go in again, I'll go in again. So
yeah.
I think there was a lot of stuff being released this weekend.
Yeah, and to be honest, we have a lot of the pictures from people who purchased that too. So interesting if they felt a lot of healing during the weekend, too, and the pitchers that were in the chamber. So back to you.
Yeah, that would be interesting to know. I know that my little cat friend was in there, and she's pretty happy. She feels pretty good right now. She's been just marching around happy as can be less time since I've gotten back. So, okay, so somebody wrote that the new age feeling at the overall expo was so diminished compared to last year, and they're wondering if it has to do with the absence of aliens.
I would say so. Plus, I was doing some alien clearings, too, on the monitor. So, you know, I'm sure that would everything would be with that. But, yeah, people are behaving differently that I have seen just going out and about. There's still the clown question answers, asking questions anyway. But aside from that, people did feel a little calmer and subdued at the expo. So back to you.
They did. That's a very good observation. I think that that's true. It's less of a, like they said, like the new age feeling. So, and I remember a couple times just seeing people, like new people, they do this thing where they kind of stop and they look up at the monitor and they look at the light being and they just stop everything that they're doing. And then you know that they're feeling something or they're wondering, what is this? It feels really good in this spot. So that it's always a good way to meet new people when they just take a moment. So that's really cool. All right, we have a great question, and it says, is it true that the spirit barcode removal is about getting off the planet when you die?
Yeah, that's what it's for. That's for yourself, yes. So remember, you the deceased loved one's clearing is for somebody who is no longer here that you know, but the other one is for you. The spirit barcode takes the barcode off of your spirit so that you will not be abducted upon your death. My ship will automatically take you away.
Yes, which is a really great idea, especially if somebody lives alone or they're older, they don't know other people, or if most of their friends, and this could be the case for probably most of us, don't understand this and they won't be doing the deceased loved one for you. If you want to just make sure that things are going to go well if you should happen to pass away, the spirit barcode removal is a great one. It's listed under the barcode clearings, or you can just type in spirit barcode removal and you'll find it. And I think it's just one solid price. And then, so they ask also, the other clearings, are they basically about the quality of life while you're still here?
Yeah, all the clearings on the website would be for that, yes. So as you do more clearings, as you get more gunk released from you, remember, the gunk causes your problems, and your gunk causes alien abduction. So the more you get yourself cleared off, the more peaceful you can be. And the more peaceful you are, the less the aliens are going to want you. That's the whole process, is to get yourself cleaned off to have, you know, a much better life and to feel more relaxed and not get tied into people's dramas and traumas. So that's basically it. So you can mention one thing is it's good to have it so your body's cleaned out. And the other one is for, you know, quality of life. So that's another way of looking at it. I'm thinking what everybody could do. I don't know what clearing to use for this. So I know the special one would definitely work, but there might be some other clearing. We have people put their clearings into the Earth Transport clearing. So that one is just a clearing where it's holding all of your energies, okay? You do a clearing and you put it in there, and it's like a safe deposit box in a way, or, you know, something like that, so that the light ship knows the clearings you had. And along with that, the clearings just means that you have more spirit energy there and more of your physical body energy there, so the light ship can find you. at ascension time. So since those clearings are there, you could very possibly take those clearings that are in that just as a like a bundle and put that into a clearing to reenact or reinforce everything that's there. So I don't know how to do that quite yet. Maybe somebody out there will figure out a clearing to put it into. So if you put everything that you have cleared in the past and put it now into a clearing, you're going to be updating yourself, and it might actually, you know, regenerate you even more, because when you had the clearings, maybe there is still some gunk in you on something else unrelated, and when you bring that energy back into you, it may be like, you know, polishing that rock a little more or something, you know, getting rid of some more barnacles as you redo that energy. Because now you have light energy coming to you, which is your own light. Because it's storing you, okay? And so now you can bring that, which is now in light, we'll say healed in a sense, with no programs. And you can take all of that and put it back onto you again to help your own healing with your own energy of your body. So we'll just see if anybody out there can figure out some clearing that they could put that or use that with. Anyway, that's just, I thought about that during the expo. And I think I mentioned it to one person or something. So, and if you don't know what the Earth Transport Clearing is or what it's for, each time you do a clearing, you want to put your energy that's healed into that clearing. It costs one penny. And so you put it in there, and automatically it's stored, so the light will find you. What happened last time when Jesus walked the earth and ascension happened, that was not done. And so the people could have had their nice emotional healing, which is what he did for them. But when they got taken sideways at ascension, the dark side planets. Remember, you're all living in that anyway, because you're abducted every 10 minutes, so you already know what that's like. So, you know, you don't know that you're not here. You think you're on the planet Earth, but you're not until you do the Be Here Now clearing. So, you're always living in that darkest energy off planet. So, if you're taken off planet, you won't know the difference. So, the light ship could not find you because of that process, because you didn't have that energy there held to secure yourself. So that's why I'm saying if you can figure out a way, maybe we'll talk about it on the Friday program or something, of what to do. But remember, you have this is you. In all that you cleared off of yourself, you're now materialized, we'll say, physically and spiritually, cleaned off completely once you have that clearing. So whatever can go there of true light of you is stored there. And it can resonate back to you again here. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah, I hope you guys go over that a little bit more even on Friday, because, yeah, it's a great idea. I don't even think I can wrap my head around it right now, to be honest. So I'll just let Ann deal with that on Friday. Looking forward to it. So the same person was wondering again about the spirit barcode removal. They're asking why is it not clearly on the website? And it is actually, so I'm just going to go over how to find it really quickly. So there's a book on the front page of the website, and it says a list of all our online healing. And under the book, there's a little search bar, and if you just type in the word spirit and then say go, a whole list of anything that has the word spirit in there comes up. And you'll see in about midway down that list, it says spirit barcode removal. It's $100, very, very worth it. And if you just click on there, then it'll lead you through how to pay for it through PayPal. And then the person is asking, is the spirit barcode removal the most important clearing on your website?
I would say it probably would be, because you don't want to come back here anymore. If you don't want to come back, okay? You may want to come back. So, I don't know. If you don't want to come back here, that's what you want to do. That guarantees your way to get out of here. If you die before ascent. Okay?
Yep. I agree. I think it's a good one. And might also make a great gift for your friends and family. Okay. So, let's see here. Yes, there was this very interesting big historic announcement that was written up and probably sent out to some people about last early morning Friday's occurrence, and it's very well written and very interesting. So if anyone wants that, I think I should probably forward it to Ron. I don't know. Have you seen that, Ron? You may have been traveling, so I don't know if you've seen it yet, but we'll get Ron's permission, and if people want, then possibly they can have it sent to them.
Okay, I have to see what it is, yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to forward that to you right now so you can just take a look at that, and then we'll get the word and maybe work on that on Friday. Okay. So I'm trying to think if there's any kind of thing that maybe a new person, if they're listening to this show for the first time, might want to know. I guess for me, it's always important to say that if you want more information about the Creation Lightship and what exactly is going on, and you're just incredibly curious, the best grouping of information is on the front page of the website. On the right-hand side, there's a purple button right next to a green square button, and it says BBS Radio and CTR Radio, and then there's two light pictures, one of the light being, or the insignia, and one of the light being, and then there's a very small word that says archives. Each one of those is linked, and the links will bring you to years and years worth of radio shows, and on those radio shows is not only lots of questions being answered, there's a lot of healings that Ron does as sample healings, so you can see what they feel like, or you can actually get a lot done as far as your own personal healing will go. And they usually work between about three times, so you can listen to it, you can have your friends listen to it, and that little bit of healing that Ron will do will begin to work on you, and you'll see what the energy is like and be able to feel it. So is there anything else that you would suggest for a newcomer, Ron?
If you're a newcomer, do all the free clearings first of all. And by all means, if you have friends who you talk about, maybe you're really excited and you want to talk to them about the Creation Lightship and they look at you like you're crazy or something, you know, do the 2,000-year clearing. That's a free one there. And that's what the aliens put on you, you know, for the barcode so that you won't be awakened at ascension time. So run that one. It takes a little while. Also run it on yourself. You may get some more clarity because what happens is that you start hearing things, you may sort of realize that you thought I said something that I didn't say, or you may not understand it. And if, by all means, anybody listening out there, if you got on an archive, say, 4 years ago or 5 years ago, and you heard something and you need more clearing or, you know, information about that, you know, by all means, you know, let us know what show it was and, you know, what your question would be, because it's very helpful for other people. So that's what I'd like is information like that or feedback so we can clarify what you may not understand. So it's getting that time again here.
Okay.
So the first call that we're having will be in 3 days. It'll be Saturday, 10 o'clock Pacific, $30 donation, and we're getting rid of your malfunctioning alien hardware, in a sense. You remember, you have these hydraulic hoses and tubes and things that you physically don't see, but they can cause physical problems to you. And it'll be very interesting. And we're going way out of the box, you know, taking out pins out of people. People have kind of realized, yeah, there could be a pin from somebody sticking me, you know, in past life, and I got this sword in me, and I got it taken away on one of the past calls that we had, and I feel much better, my neck works better or whatever. Then we did the shackle calls, did two pin calls and one shackle, and all of a sudden you feel like you're standing more erect because you have this big chain around your neck, and you wondered why you're always leaning to one side or something, or walking funny, and now that's fixed. And so those are sort of out of the box, but this one here is really out of the box. This is where the aliens have put stuff on you in your abduction process, probably on those tangent timelines, and or may have been on you for a long, long time. You don't know. You know, maybe possibly going sideways slightly. Maybe you were, you know, on one of those alien ships a couple thousand years ago, and it crashed. And you had alien hardware and your spacesuit on you, and still kind of connected to you somehow. You know, you never know. So that gets to be a little questionable, but we'll see what happens. So remember, it's kind of hard to imagine. But just look at the alien programs where they have this hardware. But we're going to do the mind of heart drop here. So it's $30. Give me information. And here we go. And just do a donation on PayPal, $30. Send it to me that you paid it. And put in the subject box May 7th, Saturday call. That would work out perfectly fine. Then I'll send you the phone number. Let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. So here we go. You want to say out loud, I now command my spirit. Take the thoughts inside of my head, drop them into my heart. And I'm from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. See you later. Bye, everyone.